Message number 944. All those who wear the triangle, the sign of the most unholy trinity, will be involved in endorsing such charities. Tuesday, October 22, 2013 at 0020. My dearly beloved daughter, every corner of my church is being prepared for the new rituals. Public declarations of the need to be humble and caring will set the precedence for the secular philanthropy which will be introduced by the Antichrist. All these servants of Satan are joining in celebrations in private. And their worldwide network will create global charities set up to convince you that they are divinely inspired. All those who wear the triangle, the sign of the most unholy trinity, will be involved in endorsing such charities so that it will elevate them in the eyes of the world. Suddenly a new powerful and so-called evangelical movement will be talked about, and people will hand over their money to help grow their efforts to help the world's poor. Everyone will believe that the greater good is being done, and certain leaders in my churches will be admired in all corners of the earth. Very few will argue about their intentions, but when you see the world's largest banks join them in their efforts, you will know then that this is an act designed to deceive you. How cunning is the beast! How clever his actions seem to be, because they will be sugar-coated with a form of deceit which only those blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit will be able to discern. And during all the talk about the common good of man, the desire to bring all religions together to form one large communion of people, not one word will be uttered about my teaching that God's children must remain firm to my holy word. The times are moving quickly, and amidst this seemingly well-ordered and carefully orchestrated propaganda, the cracks will begin to appear. When Satan is at work, confusion spreads, division is created, contradictions become rampant, and nothing is ever orderly. Certain honors accorded to me before my tabernacles will disappear. Perpetual adoration hours will be stopped, and soon they will strip the churches of the statues of the saints. All their actions will be condoned in the name of uprooting the church of old and making it more relevant, more attractive, and more appealing to non-believers. Those who know me must do all they can through the spread of the Gospels, because be assured you will hear no talk of the Holy Bible. The only quotes you will hear will be those which are twisted to support lies. As they strip the church of its dignity, the punishments will begin to pour down upon them from the heavens. They will in time be stopped, but these trials must take place first as foretold. Your Jesus.